Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You with all that junk inside your trunk.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump.
Welcome back in the morning hookup. Special thank you to Corey all hanging out with us, making NFL picks. It's our last few minutes of the week, Will.
Oh yeah, baby.
Thanks to everyone out there for hanging out with us, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there, and again, also thinking about safe travels for all your families and enjoying your family as they will come in town or you're going out of town. So,
well, and also be safe tonight.
Yeah, be safe tonight.
And Thursday.
Yeah, because I think there'll be a lot of movement around town tonight, especially with a lot of families saying stay the heck out of the kitchen because we're doing stuff. We want to keep it clean. So, yeah, just do the right thing. Be smart. Be safe. If you're moving about town, because there'll be a lot of different people. Like, not different, but like people from different parts of the country in town. Maybe coming from, like, Beatrice, too. Okay, so watch out for them.
Yeah, and, you know, and people are going to be schmammered.
Yeah, so don't do that, right? Think about other people.
Well, you can get schmammered, just don't.
Yeah, just don't go get in the car.
Yeah, right.
So, Nebraska, Iowa, 3 o'clock on Friday. We'll have that coming up. Will, what are you thinking, man? This thing right now is sitting I got 10.5, and the over-under is at 38. Just for purposes, Dane Todd sent me a score. 10-7, Nebraska.
10-7?
10-7, Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to expect, to be honest. You know, these past few games, it has been pretty close. Mm-hmm. You know, in Iowa, last year in Lincoln. So, I don't know, I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Iowa is probably a little more prepared. I honestly don't know, man. I do think it's going
to be close.
It's a tough
one to pick.
It is.
It feels like it's not predictable this week.
Yeah, definitely.
Trying to go up and ruin them from winning the Big Ten. It's one that we've lost, what, 8 in a row now? Whatever. I mean, does Nebraska have any magic in them? Obviously, yeah, Casey Thompson, they're your quarterback. But you've mentioned this all year long. Is can your line do anything to help Anthony Grant or Gabe Irvin or Ramir or, yeah, I don't even know, pick the running back, get any space, and can Mark Whipple get out of his own way and get creative in one game?
Yeah. Iowa, they're without some key pieces.
They're top defensive players, so, which doesn't mean a whole lot because I'm sure, like we said, every time a team misses a person, their backup does something special against us.
I've kind of given you crap for being a homer.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout this season. It's Thanksgiving week. We're all here to have a good time.
Let's rock.
I'm going to be a homer. Nebraska wins. 28.
Yeah.
28-21 in the over hits. How about
28-21 in the over hits.
No, I hate that. Screw it. Let's go with it.
28-21 in the overs hit, huh?
Screw Iowa.
I've got Nebraska. I do have Nebraska this week. I think this is a game that, again, I think the defense, you know what they're going to try to do. And they're the easiest games to prepare for. Nebraska has done on defensive side really nice job, right? I think in the last three of the last four games, I always discount Michigan because they, you know, what it was. The defense has done enough to win the game against the top four running backs in the league. I've got 17-13 Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nebraska's defense because you know that their quarterback isn't very good. But it's going to come down to, I feel like the defense will be fine. I want to know, my concern is the line. Can they get a running game going? Or are we just going to be dropping back passing? No, 17-13 Nebraska. And we end the streak. And they don't win the Big Ten.
Man, wouldn't it be awesome if we lose that streak, or if we end that streak?
It'd be good for the souls of a lot of Nebraska fans, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That we did something good.
Let's have a three-game sweep. USA beats England.
Ooh.
Nebraska beats Iowa. Nebraska beats Wisconsin and they in keep volleyball.
That, and they just, then they have that, Nebraska will have that next night. Yeah, volleyball wins. It's going to be electric, by the way. They end up winning, and then that sets up Saturday night against Minnesota for a share of the Big Ten title. Oof. Let's go. I'm all in it. I'm all for it.
What food are you most excited to eat this weekend or tomorrow?
One, mashed potatoes. That's all. That goes without saying. But my mom's broccoli casserole and the deviled eggs. Like that's, I just, there's so much there, and their family does such a great job. You got the broccoli casserole, you got the deviled eggs, you got stuffing. I mean, come on. How about you? And but by the way, also I'm not a gravy fan, so I don't put gravy on anything. So that's,
you are,
that's my thing.
You are insane.
I don't do gravy. You don't do mac and cheese.
No, I don't do mac and cheese. I like stuffing. Can't wait for stuffing.
Yeah.
And wild rice.
Yeah.
Love wild
Let's
rice.
Let's go, because you're making it, aren't you?
I will for my Friendsgiving on Saturday.
My Friendsgiving will be at 12:40 today on the golf course. So. Hey, from Will and I, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe. Be kind. We will catch you on Monday.